At a public meeting this week, residents of Amherstview voiced concerns about the Windsor Retirement Residence now also housing an alternative health facility. The Windsor currently does not have the zoning they need to house the facility. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment would allow the Windsor to provide temporary living accommodation and medical care, something they've already begun doing. This type of situation is normally following transfer from local hospitals and would last until the patient's well-being can support a return to their own residence. Resident of Park Crescent, Will Hume, brought up his concerns and spoke about a petition that residents have signed.
That is not what our neighborhood was designed for, and it is not what we were promised when this development was approved. This concern is not mine alone. 23 residents of Park Crescent, the strong majority of our street, have signed a petition opposing the zoning amendment. We are not opposed to seniors housing or healthcare services. We are opposed to our neighborhood being redefined around the needs of a private operator rather than the needs of the people who live here.
Resident of Park Crescent, Steve Peterson, spoke about the changes he's noticed.
When the Windsor was first opened, it was a retirement residence, which led some, mostly myself, to believe it would be quiet. I've recently been informed now that they want to change in the retirement residence to a rehab center, which is not what the property was originally zoned for and the residents agreed to.
Resident of Park Crescent, Alex Robinson, noted his family's experience since moving in.
Like our fellow residents, we've seen quite a change from when we moved in 2018 to now. When we moved in, it was a quiet retirement home that was quite nice and peaceful to live to. But we've seen quite a change since transitional care unit has moved in.
Hume spoke about the Sunrite Group, the corporation that owns the Windsor.
The Sunrite Group is primarily a hotel chain, not a healthcare provider. Their business model emphasizes high occupancy and rapid turnover, and their ongoing expansion into residential and healthcare adjacent spaces raises concerns about how far this model may spread and who will have oversight when it does.
Hume went on to speak about voicing his concerns to Sunrite and noted their response to concerns about parking on Park Crescent.
Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to speak with the vice president of operations at the Sunrite Group, and while I appreciated the chance to raise my concerns, I was struck by the gap between managing a property and living next to it. When I brought up the issue of traffic, I was told by him that it had already been solved and that they, meaning the company, might consider more parking restrictions if the bylaw was approved. And sure enough, last month, new parking restrictions were imposed on our side of the street where residents live, while on the other side, used primarily by staff and visitors for parking, remains untouched.
Peterson spoke about the parking issues he's noticed.
As a resident on the same street of a school, we've been mindful not to park on the street during the hours of 9 and 3, as school buses can't fit down the road at the same time. In 2025, they introduced no parking on my side of the road at all hours, including summer holidays, meaning myself or my family members have no place to park because the Windsor staff take up all the street parking. It's caused parking problems for residents and traffic congestion for everyone who travels up and down the street. As a resident on the street, I'm disappointed in the decisions the township has made so far, putting large business ahead of its residents.
Resident of Amherstview, Wayne Pryor, spoke about the parking concerns as well as emergency services.
I'm definitely pro-health care. The only thing is the situation with the parking on Park Street is horrendous. It's just horrible. One of the recycle trucks went down through and I was two cars behind them. I had to follow them every stop. What happens if a fire truck had come down there? Because he had nowhere to go. If you want to pull in quick or something, you get a delivery or something like that. No parking, no stopping or whatever. So, you know, it just, to me, it's ridiculous.
Hume spoke about how the company's model doesn't fit their neighborhood.
This is not equitable planning. It is reactive accommodation for a growing business that our street was never meant to absorb. On top of that, the proposal seeks to reduce aisle widths, shrink parking spaces, and remove planting strip requirements, all to make room for more vehicles and higher turnover. These kinds of concessions might work in a hotel parking lot, but in a residential neighborhood, they create tighter, more dangerous spacers for drivers, pedestrians, and emergency vehicles alike.
Planning supervisor with the township, James Griffin, noted what passing the amendment would do for the facility.
In terms of the use, the proposed alternative health facility use is not permitted. It has come to staff's attention that the site is being used for that use, and that is why the zoning amendment has been submitted in order to rectify that. If it isn't passed, then the use would have to stop.
Griffin said they'll have a recommendation for council soon.
We've written down all the comments, and we'll be coming forward in the future with a recommendation report to council.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.